Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
In case you haven't heard, Canada is getting its own version of Family Feud. It's going to be on CBC. Jerry D is the host. You know him as Mr. D. If you've never seen Mr. D on Netflix before, highly recommend you check it out. There are 8 seasons and it's just gold. But CBC is looking for families to go on Family Feud Canada. I just posted the story up on Cruise FM's Facebook page. It has all the details on how you can apply. You and your family, you could be playing the feud. Now, I really want to enter my family, but I know that we would suck at Family Feud, mainly because of my mom. Because my mom, like most Saskatchewan moms, always tells like a 19-minute story whenever she's asked a question. And the story never has anything to do with the actual question. Most moms here in Saskatchewan are like that. And it would be horrible on Family Feud, right? It's like, all right, Croker family, Aaron, you're up next. Chance to win the game. Name something you'd bring on a road trip. And my mom would be like, oh, it's funny you bring up road trips, because back in 94... Or was it 95? No, it was the year we moved to Lakeview. So it would have been 94. Yes, we packed up the van and we drove out to Melfort because Aunt Edith just picked a bunch of fresh strawberries and she was going to make her famous strawberry shortcake. So we were on the way there, and it's funny. We usually see a lot of deer on the side of the road, but we didn't see any deer. And I mentioned to Mike, I was like, where are all the deer? And then all of a sudden, no, Mom, you got to just answer. You just lost us $20,000. Thanks a lot. I can't tell you how many times I'd visit Calgary or Edmonton or Winnipeg and I'd run into someone from Saskatoon, and within the first 2 minutes of the conversation it was like, so do you have a Sailor Dan original? And they'd be like, oh yeah, for sure, it's hanging up in my living room. Sailor Dan was such a Saskatoon icon, and a lot of people had nothing but good things to say about the guy, some unique stories. Other people had some not-so-pleasant run-ins with Sailor Dan. That's what makes it such a unique case, because there's no gray area with Sailor Dan. You either loved him and had awesome stories about him, or you didn't really want to talk about the guy. Now, we're not going to talk about Sailor Dan's stories on Cruise Mornings today, but I want to focus on one thing when it comes to Sailor Dan. How much did you pay for your Sailor Dan drawing? Because the price always changed. Sailor Dan, he didn't have a set price. For a long time, it was $60. That was the set price for like a year and a half. But when Dan first started selling his drawings, it was like $20. And then when they got a little bit more popular, it went from $20 to $20 in a pack of smokes. Then it went to $40 in a pack of smokes. Then it went to $60. And he didn't charge for smokes anymore because people were just giving him smokes because he was so popular here in Saskatoon. Then the price went up to like $80, $100. Then it went back down to $60. Some people just got a drawing for a pack of smokes and that's it. It always changed when it came to Sailor Dan drawings. I want to know how much you paid for your Sailor Dan original. Were you one of the lucky ones that got it for $20? Did you actually pay triple digits for Sailor Dan? Let me know. He always started really high, hey? He'd be like, oh, $150. I know they're popular. And then you'd barter back and forth. You'd get him down to like $30 and 2 darts. And he'd be like, okay, deal. On the Facebook page, a whole bunch of different answers. It seems like if you got your original Sailor Dan in the 90s, you got it for $20 and maybe a ride. That's what Curtis said. He said he paid $20 and a ride down 8th Street. That's a steal of a deal, because most people paid like $60, sometimes even $80 for the past few years. Robert on the Facebook page, again, $20 and a ride downtown. Therese on the Facebook page, $40 and a pack of smokes. Ange on the Facebook page, $5 back in the 90s, $40 again 10 years ago. The one she got later on came with a bonus original on a napkin. That seemed to be more popular from Dan later on in his life. Before, he would just make the ship drawings and that's it. Later on, he started doing little personal ones on napkins and stuff. I know I have one in my house. I paid $60 for my original Sailor Dan. It's currently in a $5 frame. I think Dan would want it in a cheap frame though, hey? talking about Sailor Dan this morning. Rest easy, Sailor Dan. Rest easy. We're talking about the price of his drawings. Some people call them paintings, but I never got that because he never used paint. They were all just done in pen. So technically they were drawings. How much did you pay for yours? Some people, it was like a large coffee and a pack of smokes. Other people paid $100 for a Sailor Dan. I think starting in 2010, those things started to get really popular, and Dan knew that, so he started to charge more. Our own Stacey Cooper is on the line with us right now. Stacey, I remember before work one day, Dan drew you an original. It was like a huge original as well, like 2 feet by 1 feet or something like that. What's the story behind that original again?
That one, he was at 7-Eleven, and I stopped there before work to get some cream. And he said hi to me as I walked in, because I had seen him there a few times. And then I went and got my cream. And by the time I had walked in, gotten to the back, come back to the till, he had whipped up this last-minute portrait of me. And it was not exactly, you know, a direct, how do you say it? It didn't look like me.
It was like a caricature, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, he gave me that. He had drawn me previously at the Tim Hortons on, what is it there, 22nd and 4th at Saskatoon Square. Saw him there. He drew me on a napkin kind of last minute. And yeah, my husband and I actually have a Sailor Dan sailboat because you know how you say to yourself, I really want to get a Sailor Dan picture. And you never seem to see him at the right time. Or if you do, it's like you're driving down a street and you can't stop. But we happened to see him, and it was like, pull over quick. And we went and talked to him. And, of course, when you ask him how much, he always starts super high. And all we had, we bartered. We had, I think it was $40 cash and then a bunch of Tim Hortons gift cards. That's what it was. And that's what we paid for ours.
I think you got ripped off because a lot of people on our Facebook page are saying they got theirs for $20.
Well, that one's not as good as mine.
Oh, really? Yeah. Remember, your big caricature original Sailor Dan was hanging here in the studio for a long, long time, and then I'm pretty sure our boss threw it out.
Is it gone?
Oh, it's not here anymore.
Uh-oh.
I just ruined your day, didn't I?
There goes my nest egg.
I remember that one. He gave you like big Kim Kardashian lips too, and he had the giant eyelashes
and like heart-shaped eyes or something.
It was really good. Both of our Sailor Dan originals were hanging here in the studio. He made me as a sailor. It was Sailor Clayton, and I was like, no way. And both of them are no longer in here. They're gone.
Oh, looks like we'll have to have a chat with the boss.
We have one pair of Bryan Adams tickets left to give away. Here's how we're giving them away. It's a you help me, I help you kind of situation. Because I need some cool ideas for my wedding. Right now, we have the shoe game, and that's about it. So if you tell me a cool wedding idea, maybe it's something the wedding party can do, maybe it's a cool MC game, or maybe it's a dance or something like that. Just the coolest thing you've ever seen at a wedding. Let me know on our Facebook page or text me, 306-938-0963. Everyone who gives me an answer, I'll put them in a random draw. We'll make that draw at 8:40. That person's getting some Bryan Adams tickets because I really need some help with my wedding planning here. So you help me, I help you. So far, the answer we've gotten the most are food bars. Not like liquor bars. Obviously, we're going to have that at our wedding. It wouldn't be a Saskatchewan wedding without it. But food bars, stuff like a candy bar, a taco bar, a poutine bar, a nacho bar, an ice cream bar, a lasagna bar, a spaghetti bar, a guacamole bar, a cookie bar, a cereal bar. All of those answers have been said. A lasagna bar sounds like the dream. So does a cereal bar. Why just stop at food, though? You can have bars for actual items, like a puppy bar. Just have a table full of dogs. People can take one home if they want. Or an Office DVD box set bar. You have seasons of The Office on DVD on a table. Only seasons 1 through 7, though. Season 8 and 9, yeah, they can frig off. And people can just pick them up. Maybe a comic book bar or a hockey card bar. Okay, I'm just trying to find ways to get rid of the junk that I don't want. So maybe we just put that on a table at our wedding. People get rid of it. They get a gift. I clean out my basement. It's a win-win situation. One of the most unique ones was from Carrie, Goldfish Centerpieces. at every single one of her tables. She had a little goldfish on there. That's quite the conversation starter. A lot of ideas for that kissing game. Because, you know, back in the day, you would clink your glasses, clink, 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 and then the bride and groom had to kiss. Yeah, that game sucks. The bride and groom don't want to do that. They want to enjoy their time because there's always that one jerk face that does it like every 3 minutes, thinks he's the funny guy in the room. Spoiler alert, Daryl, you are not the funny guy in the room. You're ruining it for everybody. So there were a bunch of fun alternatives for that game. Someone on our Facebook page said the putting golf game. You set up a little putting green in front of the main table, and if you sink the putt, the bride and groom kiss. That's a good one. Yeah, another one was an arm wrestling game. You have to arm wrestle the groom, and if you beat him, then they have to kiss. The one I liked the best, though, was the charity jar. You donate some money in the charity jar, and then the bride and groom kiss. Afterwards, they donate it to their favorite charity. The more you donate, the longer the kiss is. That's a great idea. We have so many awesome wedding ideas on the Facebook page. Like, go to the Brian Adams, You Help Me, I Help You contest picture. Look at the comments. So many good ideas. So many, like taco bars and chicken nugget bars and stuff like that, photo booths, so many unique ideas. The winner, though, today, and again, it was a total random draw. We put all the names into a draw. It's going to Helen. Helen's idea was great. You get a frame, like a big, huge wooden one, preferably white. Everyone signs it with a Sharpie and then takes a photo inside the frame, and then you get smaller photos of those photos, and you put them in the big photo frame that they took a picture with. I did a horrible job of explaining that, but if it makes sense, it's a great idea, right? Yet another Saskatoon tech company killing it on the international stage. This company called Athlete Era. They're a 2-year-old company here in Saskatoon. They're owned by good Saskatoon boy Corey Eddington. They came up with this app. It's called the AQ Coach app, and basically it helps volunteer coaches and first-time coaches help learn how to coach a football team. So let's say you're a dad and your kid starts playing flag football, but you never played flag football before. You have no idea what's going on, and yet you got stuck with coaching the team. This app will teach you drills. It will teach you how to put together a practice plan. It just kind of, it's basically like a coaching for dummies, but in app form, and it's super user friendly, super easy to use. And it's not just for volunteer coaches or rookie coaches. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are using this. 130 Saskatoon minor football teams are using this. 247 Regina youth flag football teams are using this. And this is the crazy stat. Apparently 1,000 teams, tackle football, flag football, any kind of football in Great Britain are using this app. And it was developed by a Saskatoon company. How huge is that? And apparently they have plans to go all across Canada. People have nothing but good things to say about this app, this company. It's just so weird to think of Saskatoon as like a tech city. A city that is great at tech innovation. I mean, 10 years ago, you never would have thought this, right? When you thought of Saskatoon, it was like, well, we have potash and canola and the Besboro looks really nice. Fast forward to today, and it's like, yeah, we have a growing tech sector that's killing it internationally. Oh, yeah, we have a championship lacrosse team and 4 Taco Bells and a couple Popeye's chickens. Look at Saskatoon go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.